When protecting nut crops with crop protection materials, it's critical to follow that label. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Anthony Duddle owns Russian Duddle Consulting. He does forensic work when things go wrong with crop protection products.
You know, just basic common sense issues that we encounter quite a bit in terms of what you wind up dealing with are things that seem very simple but often wind up with really negative consequences because they're overlooked. You know, did you read the newest label? Because, you know, obviously we go to label updates as PCAs to get that information and they have label updates because those things change all the time. And it's important to maintain and understand for the current label that you're using, regardless of whether that's what the grower has in their hands or not, because you're supposed to supply that label with the recommendations that you're making.
And Duddle explains you have to make sure the climate, the environmental conditions are met.
Can environmental restrictions be met? So on that label, there are specific environmental conditions that exist around that, and you have to be aware of that. And that's covered in the label. A lot of the times that's covered. And whether it's wind or temperature or frost conditions, all of those things, you know, and cold temperatures and hot temperatures both can impact product performance because of the nature of the chemistry of those products. So you have to be aware of those things.
So always make sure you read the label, the full label, and explain to the operator what's important when applying these crop protection products. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.